You are listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am here with the fantastic face boy. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I just found out Leonard Cohen died, so I'm bummed.
Yeah, me too.
He had the sexiest voice on the planet. Oh, that's a good one. I knew right away you were doing Leonard Cohen.
I was doing Leonard Cohen.
Yes.
Wasn't even making words. It's that low bass.
Do you have a favorite Leonard Cohen song?
No, I'll just love them all.
I have a few that are my faves. I like A Thousand Kisses Deep.
Nice.
Light as a Breeze.
You covered that.
Yeah, I love that one so much. I'm Your Man.
I'm your man.
Yes, he could be my man any day, dead or alive. Dead. Well, this week, sort of feel like my country died.
Yeah, me too.
I can't hold back on that anymore tonight. I gotta get it out of my tummy. I've been kind of dizzy, a little nauseous, I think just traumatized all over. And, you know, we are it's technically November 11th now, because it's past midnight, but day 2.5 of our dictatorship.
Of the president-elect.
I would call it our dictatorship at this point. But yes, I hear you. Mm-hmm, that's what it feels like. And you have a compelling story about a woman named Rebecca.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this. And I want everyone to hear this.
This is not going to be funny. This is not going to be comedic.
No, I know. Being a little serious here now.
And it's fine to be serious. I'm glad to be serious. So this was on Wednesday. I was at a bar with my mom having lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom is 83 years old. And yes, she likes to go to bars.
Yeah. Go, Mom.
And the bar we went to actually has extremely good food. Not just good bar food, but good food, period. And we were finishing up our lunch, and this woman comes in, and she approaches us.
Young lady?
Yes, a very attractive young woman. And she says, "I am so sad. Can I sit with you?"
Wow.
And I said, "Yes, of course you can." She sits down. And I wasn't sure if I knew her or not.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, my mom is a kind of person that will ask that question. She said, "So do you know each other?"
Well, she's ever watchful and protective and
polite
about it, too.
And the woman says, "No."
And then you asked her a question.
Yeah, I said, "Are you sad about something other than the election, or is it the election that made you sad?" And she just nodded.
Yeah.
We made some small talk. I asked her where she was from. She's from Brooklyn. What she does, she's a photojournalist, and as any kind of journalist, of course, she's aware of the implications of what's going on, as much so...
The ramifications.
Yes. But she was very quiet. And then she started tearing up, and she had to go to the bathroom to cry.
Oof.
And then she came back. We talked a little more. And it was a very moving moment in time for me, because it's you know, we're looking at the world and we're feeling all this tragedy and all this pain and all this worry and all this fear of this of this orange monster.
I feel betrayed by my government right now.
Yes. This misogynist, this
xenophobe.
Racist, this xenophobe, who is going to inhabit the White House.
Yeah. Homophobe, too.
But this was a moment where it became personal.
Yeah.
Where a young woman...
Complete stranger,
who is just scared.
I think she walked into that bar, said, I need a fucking drink, and then just saw this nice man sitting there with this sweet old lady and thought, I need a mental hug.
She needed that.
Yeah.
Yes. She needed some connection with something that was...
human.
And gentle.
Yeah.
And real.
Yeah.
And not threatening.
Humane.
And that I couldn't. There were so many points where I wanted to say to her, "Well, you know, there's still a possibility. December 19th, the Electoral College could opt to go against the grain of history and change their minds."
That would be a miracle.
But it won't happen. Or I could say to her, well, when Ronald Reagan was elected president, we had end-of-the-world parties and everything was okay. But that would be a lie also, because everything wasn't okay. And everything is not going to be okay. So it became a moment where I just had to accept that I was here in a healing position. I felt honored to be in that position.
And compelled, I'm sure.
And just sit with her. And it's okay if there's awkward silence. And it's okay if she has to run and cry. She went to the end of the bar as we finished our lunch. And when we were done, I walked out and... I waved her good night, or good afternoon.
Yeah.
Walked my mom home, and as soon as I got my mom home, I grabbed a couple of stones. I grabbed a black tourmaline.
Oh, yes, black tourmaline is great for ridding yourself of negative energy.
And blue tiger eye.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I headed right back to the bar.
Oh, wow.
I was going to
give
those to her.
Yeah.
But she was already gone.
Oh.
And she wasn't a regular there.
Oh.
And Rebecca from Brooklyn, photojournalist.
Wherever you are.
If you're hearing this, I know that you felt grateful to me, but I feel grateful to you. And there was another moment where she asked my mom, can I take a picture of you? And mom was kind of taken aback. She said, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Your mom's a bit shy sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she asked me if she could take a picture of me, and I said, yes, certainly. And so
were you
she
guys
took a picture
wearing
of me.
Your stickers?
Yes.
Yes.
Our I voted stickers.
Yes.
Which... like, I think these days, some people are voting only because they can get their stickers and then take a selfie.
Yes, that's the sign of the times for
mm-hmm.
sure. Uh-huh.
But whatever gets people out to do that.
Right.
And she leaned in and said to my mom, you are so fucking beautiful.
Oh my God. As a woman... I could see that young woman in that bar reaching out to the elder woman who's been through more shit as a woman because she was in a far more oppressive time.
Yes.
I'm afraid we're heading that way again. I'm really scared.
Me too.
I'm very scared.
Me too. And my mom is hurting.
Oh.
Before the election, she was not
doing
all that well.
She probably waited her whole life to vote for a woman.
Yeah.
And for every woman in this country who has that feeling in their heart, what that's like, to have, you know, it's one thing to lose the vote for a first female president, but it's a completely other violating, sick to your stomach feeling to lose to a piece of shit like him.
Yes.
And it's just, it's as if the government kicked every vagina in the fucking ass, just completely shoved a boot into every vagina. They grabbed him by the pussy.
Grabbed him by the pussy.
Completely. Every vagina in this country just got grabbed by the pussy. And I think most sane women feel intensely violated.
You know, there's so much anger going on right now.
Oh,
and
my
there
God.
Should be.
I hope there is.
But there's also this intense sadness.
Intense sadness. You know, Jo Boobs Weldon. She was working with some students at NYU, I believe, and she had told me that and it was on that day, that same day you met Rebecca, the first day, too, and she said just all the students were crying, and not just crying. Fucking sobbing deeply. And I can't imagine what that must be like as someone who's a teacher.
I've been thinking about all of the different women in my life. Last night I called a woman that I'm very close to who has a 15-year-old daughter, because I was thinking about her 15-year-old daughter.
What must she feel like right now?
Yes.
What does this
What is
teach
she going
her?
Through?
What is she learning from this?
Right.
Yeah.
And what is her experience going to be for the next 4 years? And maybe onwards?
God.
It's frightening, and it's sad. And I wish this wasn't our reality
right now. Yeah, it's
demoralizing. I wake up every morning, well, not every morning, the last two mornings,
it feels like a long time already, though.
Right.
It?
I have my phone by my bed, and I go over to the Huffington Post to see did this really fucking happen?
Dude, I did the same fucking thing yesterday. I had to go to the internet and Google just to double check that I'm not crazy.
Maybe it's not real.
Maybe something went wrong and it's better now. But no.
This was a vote against.
This actually happened.
And this was a vote against women.
Completely,
there's no doubt in my mind.
Utterly and completely.
There's no doubt in my mind that if there was a man that had the same credentials and the same scandals as Hillary,
right,
was put up against Trump, he would win, because the credentials
yes.
would outweigh the scandals.
Yes, completely. Completely.
Senator, Secretary of State.
How do the men who voted for Trump, I just want to say this. How do you sleep at night knowing what you have done now to your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your wives, your female friends? How do you sleep at night?
With a gun under the pillow?
To the female voters who voted for Trump, what the fuck is wrong with you? The day it was the horror, the day it was happening, 11-9, I might add, the day it was happening, I tried to muster up the strength to pull up some news shows and the whatnot. And the hardest thing for me about looking at CNN or ABC or CBS or NBC, and I wasn't touching Fox, okay? Fuck that. The hardest thing for me was to see female reporters on the TV in front of me smiling with their plastic fucked up smiles. Just like, I screamed at the TV. I like a lunatic. I was like, why the fuck are you smiling? And then I went to my ITV and found some dirty, filthy comedy to try and distract myself. Right. And, you know, so to keep myself from going insane. Yeah.
Yeah. After the soup, it was, as I mentioned to you, mm-hmm. it was nice to hear your friends mention that I am funny as fuck.
Yes.
And I am funny as fuck. I know that, but.
You are.
I don't want, that's not where I am right now. I mean, I can go there.
And you and I both know that we have one thing in common. We're both horny as fuck. But yes. I have not been able to masturbate since this nightmare occurred.
I can't either.
I can't touch it. It feels like bad touch.
I tried to.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Watch porn.
Yeah.
I tried to.
I'm conflicted.
I start watching porn, and I hear, yeah, take it, bitch. Which, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Could be hot. Not.
No, because what you're
I don't
want to
hear
is...
bitch. I don't want to hear slut. I don't want to hear whore. But at the same time, I can't jack off to take it, goddess.
Right. I can't either.
I'm sorry.
Yes. It doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
Yeah,
it
and I
doesn't.
Want to say goddess. I want to uplift.
Yeah.
But,
you
know,
grab
my sexuality
by the hair,
and
you know?
My. And yeah. Can't grab the goddess by the hair.
Or the pussy.
Or the pussy.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts to laugh, but it does feel good. It's just. Ugh.
Right, I guess I did bring the comedy a bit.
Yeah, we
take it, goddess.
We found some comedy in this mire. Yeah.
Oh, you know, God. Eventually I'm going to be able to jack again. And eventually I'm going to be able to go to the places in my mind and bring pleasure to the women that are on my wavelength and enjoy the things I enjoy. But right now, I can't. And I think that's...
Until
that
we
speaks
can start
well.
Thinking straight again.
You know, as yeah. frustrating as it is for me, I'd rather be that guy that can't than that guy that can.
Right. Yeah. And by the way...
That's who, already our interview.
Okay, well, there was one more topic, but are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, I didn't want to diss the third topic you had.
Nah, we can do Peter Popoff some other time.
Yeah, you know what it was. Maybe Saturday on your show.
Absolutely.
Yes. Art Star Scene Radio, folks.
Velocity
Radio
will be
Brooklyn.
My guest. This will be already passed because
yes,
this is going to be...
it's pre-recorded.
We're going to do a...
Yes.
But we're going to do the thing on
the
Saturday where I'm going to say this show coming up. This is like a fluctuation in the time-space continuum.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So get your Star Trek geek head on and listen to both shows.
And folks listening, you can find all things Faceboy at, and correct me if I'm wrong, faceboy.com.
It's that fucking simple.
Wonderful. I love you.
Love you too.
Sour, hey, mind, not the flowering. Your butt rest world of the
You are listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am here with the Reverend Mother Flash. I'm so excited to see her. She's been gone for a bit, and she just came back from Moscow, Russia, Putinlandia. She was playing with Cult of Youth, with cello, and they also rolled with Psychic TV. Genesis P. Orge and such.
Yeah.
And tell me, how was that for you?
That was lovely. I'm so glad that we were able to do the Russian leg of their tour. They actually toured, they went to Georgia. They were in Tel Aviv. I think now they're in London. and yeah, it was wonderful. It was really fascinating being in Moscow and talking to Russians about America.
especially as of late.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone say anything about Mr. Trump?
There was a few people that I spoke to, and yes, they did mention that, and how...
The First Lady now, I believe, is Russian, am I correct? Am I wrong?
I stuck my head in a sand pit. I don't know what's going on.
Everything's a blur right now. I'm so traumatized by this election.
I need to take a bath and rub the whole thing. Scrub the whole thing off.
Rape shower. Silkwood style. Maybe with some Brillo pads.
Yeah. Some Lysol in the JJ.
Unclean. I feel so intensely unclean. Speaking of unclean.
Yes.
You were raised Jehovah Witness. And it is your birthday today.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to say it over and over and over again. Because I hear tell you didn't really get to celebrate birthdays growing up.
Yes, it's my day, and I'm so happy to be able to say, you know, that it's my birthday, I'm special, it's okay, you know?
We get one day a year.
Right, yeah.
To celebrate our existence on this plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is important, and I don't understand why it was... Jehovah's Witnesses are very pragmatic. They don't celebrate Christmas because it's pagan, and they're Christian. That makes sense.
Well, they did steal from us pagans.
Right. It's true. Yeah. But they take it to the extreme. Like, you can't worship false idols, so that means that you can't think of yourself as anything but like a lowly creature. You can't even have a birthday, you know, like, and I just, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying that, like, hey, I'm alive, I'm thankful for that, everything that I am doing and pursuing and being and creating is worthy and worth being here, and that's what a birthday is for.
Yeah.
You know?
To encourage you to continue to contribute to this existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was, I never had birthdays when I was little, so I actually can count them on my hand.
On my one hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's why once I broke free from that religion, make my birthday always be a celebration.
Right.
You know? I actually remember one birthday that I was able to have when I was 15. I went to a magnet school for music.
What's a magnet school?
It's like a focused school. It's something that they started in the 90s, actually, where like you could have a instead of doing electives, you know, you had your concentration. So there were no different, you didn't have like three different elective classes. You had 3 hours of one specific thing that you were doing.
Would it be similar to like the School of Fame?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I went to one...
Well, High School of the Arts, but
right.
I say that Fame because that was the spinoff
totally.
Of the movie and the TV show, all that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's excellent.
Yeah. And
I would have killed to have gone to school like that growing up.
It was, I started for music, and then I got kicked out of the music program.
Mm-mm.
And this has to relate to my birthday.
What?
Yes.
Do tell. I'm all ears. I'm all headphones.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so I didn't have birthdays. And when I was 15, my best friend at the time, she decided to throw me a surprise birthday party in the band room.
When you were 15?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I show up, there's a cake, there's a couple of us, we're all hanging out, we're having a good time. I'm so happy and elated because I have a birthday, you know?
Yeah.
And the band teacher walks in on us, caught us red-handed. There's cake. We were dancing.
It was like that scene in Fame when they took over the streets and danced on the taxi cabs.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And so the record scratched.
Yes.
And the band teacher said, there was like some rule that if you got caught, you know, there was some other
caught
variables. Yeah, like if you crossed over the line, you were going to get kicked out of the band, the program.
Oh.
And so the teacher looked at me and he was just like, okay, everybody here has crossed that line. And I had to stop him. I was like, you know, I have my friends there. They did this for me. I'm just like freaking out. I'm like, no, please. You don't do this. Like, you have to understand, like, this, they did this for me because I don't have birthdays. Please don't do this. And he pulls out his wallet, gets out his ID, and shows me his ID. And guess what the date on that fucking ID said?
What?
He has the same birthday as me.
Oh, wow.
And he was just like, yep, you're talking to a wall. Goodbye. And kicked us out of the program.
Was he like Jehovah's Witness or something?
I don't know what the hell was up his
little button. He sounds like a really evil, evil man.
It was his...
When a young teenage girl says
birthday
to you,
too.
I have... Yes, and you would think he'd have compassion and empathy. When a young teenage girl says, I'm not allowed to have birthdays and these people put this together for me.
Yeah.
You would think, especially because it was his birthday too, that he would just join the party.
Right. Yeah.
He does not belong in the arts.
Well, I wound up just going to...
a creative school like that?
I know.
He needs to be like headmaster at a military school
right.
or something.
Yeah, yeah. Evil.
Jesus.
Evil.
Sorry, that just really rocked my world just now. I've known you a long time. We were a band for a number of years. We went to Paris together, did a show there. Knowing you a bunch, a long time, intimately, like emotionally, like sisters.
Yes.
But I've never heard this story. This is a new one.
Yeah, I don't tell that one very often.
That's, you should. That's
but
kind of it's a fucked up story, but it's like, wow.
But that's why I celebrate my birthday. Because it is and should be a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's birthday should be a celebration.
Everyone deserves to be honored for being alive and
right.
willing to stay here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there is a silver lining to that story.
Please, I need one. That really upset me.
So, I mean, I still play cello. I just came from Russia. Everything's fine. I, you know.
Good.
And.
Right?
And I just wound up, he kicked me out of the music program. So I applied for the photography program. And I got accepted, and I became a photographer in that school. Yeah.
Do you practice photography today?
It became what was my desire to be in film and film production. I moved to New York to be in film, was in art department, worked on some big budget films, and learned that
some of the short films we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to take to Paris.
Yes. Yeah. And all the videography that I did, that all stemmed from that. And, I quickly learned that, no, I think music is my passion. And
yeah, clearly.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm following up with that. I'm starting, working on a solo project.
Your new album.
Yes. So that is in the works. That's part of the reason why I'm taking a sabbatical for November and December is to...
Sabbatical from?
From any extroverted activities.
Right.
Performance art. Yeah.
Burlesque, all that stuff.
Yeah, this is my birthday resolution. It's actually great that I'm having this culmination on your show tonight. Yeah. because after this, I will be taking a sabbatical and working on my album.
Well, I'm definitely honored to have you here, and especially on this special birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. So, can you sing me that? I'm so going there. I'm not letting you get out of this.
The worst song in the world.
The worst song. Can you sing me the worst song in the world? What would you call it? The Jehovah Witness anthem?
Yes. Well, Greg, the fiddler, was asking if there was any musicality in Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right. Which to me... I don't even know what to say to that. It's sort of like... Is there any love in a serial killer?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. That might be too harsh, but
and
that's
the
first thing that comes to mind when I think of the analogy of that question.
Yeah.
So is there any musicality in
God.
Jehovah and the land of Jehovah?
Yes. In fact, they have an anthem. No. They have an anthem.
Oh, my God. Please. Everyone is dying to hear this anthem right now. Please do it.
We're Jehovah's Witnesses. We speak out with fearlessness. Ours is a faith of true prophecy. What we foretell comes to be.
I think my seltzer almost just came out my nose, along with my grits.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It kind of sounds like, like Hitler marching.
It is so Hitler marching. I was in the musical cabaret when I was in high school, and I played the character, the prostitute, of course, Fraulein Coast, and she gets to sing the Nazi party.
Yeah.
It is so tomorrow belongs to me.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow belongs to me. Yeah. It completely makes me think of that.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to raise an arm.
Yes, like, I know.
Pop it from the elbow, like, bam! Like, Heil Trump!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just want to march without bending my knees.
Oh, my God. I just want to march without bending my knees. And yeah, like, that so fucking feels good. Who does that? No one feels good doing that.
No.
Why do that?
Yeah.
March without bending your knees.
It's like having a telephone pole up your ass.
Oof.
Yeah.
Or a plunger.
Yes.
I
big suction cup.
I seriously think you just made my asshole clench a little bit. Things are a little further up inside of me now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Well, Miss Thang, happy birthday, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today. Will you please tell me where we can all find you in cyberspace?
Sure. You can find me at revmotherflash.blogspot.com, and you can see images, videos, find out when, after my sabbatical, I will be performing or playing or doing anything next.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Raise glass.
Yes.
Cheers.
Sestra.
Sestra.
just can't tell the beast. Last thing I remember,
for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you enjoy what you hear and you'd like to continue to support independent community media, we hope you'll consider supporting us with a small monthly pledge. You may pledge as little as $1 a month. That's just $12 per year, the price of a cocktail. Wouldn't you buy us just one drink per year to keep local independent media alive and kicking? Please, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and help keep commercial-free independent radio alive. Thank you.
times three. My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman, a weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon through opinions, humor, candor, and songs.